Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Hip fracture is a major health problem in older age, and most of those who recover from surgery experience a marked decline in their physical function. An updated review by researchers in England and Australia examines the evidence for interventions that aim to get people safely back on their feet and walking again. Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat describes the findings of this review and how it fits within a collection of related reviews.
Hip fracture, which is a break in the top part of the thigh bone, is a major health problem in older age. It has been a common fracture for some time, but its incidence is escalating as the population ages in many countries around the world. Most hip fractures occur in older people, many of whom are already frail. Although surgical treatment is generally successful, few people recover fully from their hip fracture. Around a third of people die within a year, often because of their fracture. Most survivors experience a marked decline in their physical function. For instance, they do not walk as well as before and become more dependent on help from others. For some, the fracture will mean that they're not able to look after themselves as well as before, and they might need to be admitted to a nursing home. The updated Cochrane Review is one of a series of complementary systematic reviews in the Cochrane Library that, taken together, address a wide range of rehabilitation issues after hip fracture. This includes reviews on multidisciplinary rehabilitation, interventions targeting physical and psychosocial function, nutritional supplementation, and, in the most recent update, mobilization strategies. This review examines the evidence on interventions that try to help achieve a key aim of care after surgery, getting people safely back on their feet and walking again. Various strategies to improve mobility, such as exercise programs, are used during hospital stay and often after discharge from hospital. The updated review presents the current state of the evidence from randomized trials for interventions used for improving mobility at various stages after hip fracture surgery. It includes evidence from 19 trials involving nearly 1,600 people who were generally aged 65 or over. 12 trials tested interventions started shortly after hip fracture surgery and in hospital, such as walking soon after treatment, weight-bearing programs, physiotherapy, resistance training, gait retraining, and muscle strengthening. The other 7 trials looked at different types and durations of training and exercise programs started at different times after the person had left hospital. No 2 trials were sufficiently alike to pull their findings, especially in terms of the interventions being tested. This meant that the review could not draw strong conclusions on the use of the specific interventions or strategies that had been tested in the trials. However, the authors of the review were able to conclude that the trials generally indicate that it is possible to enhance mobility after hip fracture. In particular, they note that the most successful programs evaluated to date had involved more intensive ongoing exercise. The findings of this Cochrane review, like others in this field, may seem disappointing, with the all-too-familiar conclusion of insufficient evidence to reach a firm recommendation to guide clinical practice right now. However, putting the Cochrane hip fracture reviews into the wider context of other relevant Cochrane and high-quality non-Cochrane systematic reviews, as well as evidence-based guidelines on the management and rehabilitation of other categories of older people, provides a clearer picture of how best to manage hip fracture.
You'll find more about the trials in the newly updated review and the other Cochrane reviews in this area at thecochranelibrary.com.